Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Sefer Shmaya, our series of Shi'uvim, Maral. We're holding in the Sefer HaGvuvos, Perek Samch Dalid. The Maral is going through the Halel Pasuk by Pasuk, and it's Mamish Mafli B'Bi'urav, Mamish Nifla B'Yosef, Kabbalik. So on the Pasuk of Yisei Sarof, and Lo'am Mesin Yehallelujah, Lo'kol Yardei Duma. The Mason are not able to praise Hashem, and not those who go down into the grave. Perush, ki ha'hilul hu l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzad ha'metziut sheyesh le'nivraim. Mora al ha'mamtzi. Praise is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we have a metzius. And if we have a metzius, then that shows that someone gave us a metzius. As Rabbeinu writes in Perek Lamites, Shki yafsher shia nimtza davar me'atzmo v'lo siva, shekol davar tzarech siva. There has to be a reason it exists, right? There are plenty of people with PhDs in the world. You say that what was the reason for the world? Nothing. Nothing created everything with massive amounts of intelligence. You know, there's so much intelligence in the world, just in nature. And of course, in human beings. And they say that it's all by chance. It's all out of nothing. There's no siva at all. Wow. Rabbeinu says, Pashit, ki efshu shia nimtza davar mi'atzma v'li siva. Nothing can exist without a reason. And therefore, if you see a box of cornflakes on the moon, you can be rest assured that somebody was there before you. There was an astronaut and he left his breakfast on the moon. Pharisee Israel, Perek Tisvav, he writes, Kolam Habu, Aja, Poel, Olam Habu. Venom said, Devra me atzma, Tzarcha, Osa, Poel. Olam Habu is by the one who made Olam Habu. It doesn't exist by itself. Rabbeinu and Perek Tisvav, in the Sefer Antiferes, Kikash, Kasher, Nir, Bechol, and Imtsayim, Kula, Masede, Vachochma, Gazur, Bemoifes, Choyte, Shev, Shalei, Azarak, Misadir, Mamsi, Akol, Wakal, Asher, Sider, Akol, Vachochmaso, Vubar, Akol, Vitvunasa. We see Seder, we see Chachma, we see this integrated complexity in the world. Everything works together. So it must be that someone made it. There's a poem. B'chol ha'nimtzayim ha'nimtzayim l'chvodo yizbarach. And all that exists, exists in God's honor. K'dachsiv kol ha'nikra b'shmi. He says that we're all created for his honor to explain how the Nitzayim are praising Hashem. Because it's true that we cannot exist without someone who gave us existence. But how do we know that the Nitzayim are Mahalel, praise the Mamsi? So to answer that question, says Rabbeinu, Shehoil v'chol ha'nitzayim hein nitzayim l'chvodo yizbarach. Since all of creation is here for Hashem's glory, therefore, this kavod is a praise to Hashem. We are here for His glory. So the hilul is mitzad the mitzias, the very fact that we have a mitzias. That shows that there's a mamtzi. Our reality shows that someone created us, so we are an embodiment of the glory of God. So how do we praise Him? Because we are for His cover. When you see us, you see His cover. In the Gurarye, in Bereshis Perek Aleph Zayin, explaining Rashi that the world was created for Torah and Yisrael, Rabbeinu writes, Yira lomer mashinivra olam b'shvilei l'beis ha'dvolim d'chsiv b'eis dvarim d'chsiv kol po'al Hashem b'maneu v'atzaloyman kol mashinivra b'oilam b'shvil ha'kadosh baruch hu nivra l'chvodo nivra kol ha'nikra shimi l'chvodi v'rasi v'ein kavod minin avrayim elik ha'she yekayim was mitzvois ha'v'oiv v'mitzvah. There's only kavod minin avrayim where mekayim is mitzvah and we serve him. Ve'ein ze rak uma Yisraelis. Ve'aleim nemar amzi yitzati li tilasi yisapehu, she'lakach yitzati yisim kadeh she'yisap li tilasi. Ve'Yisrael ein amogim lakadosh baruch ba'al mitzvayis yishem kaim yisat Torah. Ve'mzeh b'shvi yitzol 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 b'shvi. So this lechayra would seem to be in conflict with what we're learning over here. Here we're learning that all the nimtzayim are mechaber Hashem. The very fact that we exist, and you see the integrated complexity of man, everything works together so beautifully, and you know there's a mamzer. But here the Maharal is saying that the world was created for Torah and for Yisrael, because we keep the Torah, and that's what brings kavod Hashem. The Afka Am Yisrael that's keeping the Torah, and not the fact that the very fact that we exist. So I guess they're both true. The very fact that we exist brings kavod Hashem. The fact that we keep the mitzvahs brings him even more kavod. And then he quotes the pasuk: "Kol nikra b'shmi v'lechvodi b'rasi b'tzarki v'afasisi." Chazal say in this pasuk that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created lechvoda. And they learn from this pasuk and the pasuk called Pa'al Hashem Ramanei. And in the Derech Chaim and Perek Vav, Mishni Aleph, is Ma'arif Ma'od Bir pasuk. So Rabbeinu continues, Omnam, Ha'meisim Shekibu Ha'misa Kvar, Va'af Yol Deidum Ha'elu Shemesu. Who gives Shabbach LaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Metzius. However, those who died, the Mason, they don't have a mitzvah. And since they don't have a mitzvah, they're not praising Hashem. So, Amesim Shekibu Amisa Kvar. In other words, they already died from a long time ago, meaning more than 12 months. And even Yerdei Duma. Yerdei Duma, the Rabbeinu says, Yerdei Duma is those who went to the Kever. Yerdei Duma are those who died within the last 12 months. They also don't have mitzvahs. They also don't praise Hashem. Why does Rabbeinu say that Yerdei Duma are those who died within the last 12 months? Duma, the Hadak says, is the kever. Because the goof is kamo evan, shachna Duma, it's silent. It says, siyam Duma, wa kever, shemokam demama, v'shtika. It's a place of silence. So Yerdei Duma is the goof that went into the kever. And there's no more goof after 12 months. As we see in the Gemara on Shabbos 152b. And Rabbeinu explains in the Chiddush HaGadol in Rosh Hashanah that the body deteriorates after 12 months because the body is made mikoach the 12 mazalos. And these are 12 kavua manhigim. And after 12 months, they're gone. That's why there's no more Yerdei Duma. Again, Yerdei Duma is the goof. But after 12 months, there is no goof. So who gives praise to Hashem? Lo Amesim, not those who died more than 12 months ago. Lo Kol Yerdei Duma, those who are silent in the grave, those goof in the sound of the grave within the last 12 months. Kevin and Shana B'chala Metzius. They're not part of reality because they're dead. As Rabbeinu writes in the Derech Chaim and Perek Hei, Mishnah Tezayin, Tachamar Eloikim Chaim, Ki Achius Huamitus Hametzius, Shekasher Yomar Zechai Vatzaloimar Shunimtsa. Say God is the living God, because that's the true reality. True reality is life. Chaim. When you say Zechai, you say it exists. Vehanedar, something that's absent, something that's lacking, that's not here. Ein bo chiyus, has no life. Chacham say Shabbos 30a, Zer melfan Hashem adim kitzah shel basar v'dam. Chidushi agadis, so there's a zera that we don't know when we're going to die. So Rabbeinu writes there, Sheim odim la'adam ki ahedo v'amtzius lo ishtafu yachad. The hair there, the lacking and reality, emptiness and reality don't exist together. How do you tell a person who has a reality, he's going to be not have a reality? Doesn't work. The two don't go together. It says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 7 in Koheles, Ki lechelef ta'chai utov mina aliyah meis. A dead dog is better than a living dog is better than a dead lion. Chidushi Agadis, he writes, Rabbeinu, page Gimel Amud Aleph, Tov hakelev achai, sheyesh bo metzius ma. When you're high, you have a mitzvah. It's a kela, but at least he has a mitzvah. No offense to all the dog lovers. It's only a kela, but he has a mitzvah. Whereas an Ari Ameis, he's a lion. He's a melech achayis, but b'chozot, he doesn't have mitzvah. He's dead. And after the pasuk says, "Ki lekela b'chay that has a mitzvah, it's better than an Ari Ameis who doesn't have a mitzvah." That's why in Ari Ameis, Shabbos 30b, and now the movement on Shabbos, he doesn't have a mitzvah. That's why the word Tov relates to mitzvah. Our Hashem is called Shabbos 78. Tov Me'el, Tov is that this, so that there was a mitzvah here that he created. No mitzvah, no Tov. That's why Tov, the Kelev Achaim in Ari Ameis. So since the dead, those who died more than 12 months, more than the last 12 months, here they do, and they don't have mitzvahs. They're not giving shevach to Hashem. V'anachnu, that we are makabel the bracha. Shemaim shemaim l'Hashem, baratz nisal v'nei adam. We have this bracha. We're here. V'anachnu nevarich ka. We're going to bless Hashem. As I'll say, Shabbos 30a, David HaMelech says, "Lo amesi mihalo v'ayaluka." The olam yasek adam mitorah mitzvahs kodem shiyamis. Shkevin shemes, batal men atorah men amitzvahs. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu shevach. A person should always be osek in Torah mitzvahs before he dies. Because once he dies, he's batal men atorah men amitzvahs, and Hashem doesn't, there's no praise. Baruch Hu has no shevach in him. You see that when a person's dead, there's no more shevach. Rabbeinu writes in the Chiddush HaGadlus over there, "Ki haShevach asher yesh lo laKadosh Baruch Hu asher hamtzi es hakol u'mora nimtza al shevach hamamtzi of zeh shemeis v'nedar hamitzias ein shevach al hamamtzi." It's only when you have a mitzias, you give shevach to the one who is mamtzi, who created you. No mitzias, no praise. We'll figure out that apatim and hamitzias ki atorah mitzias mashlim es adam sheshal megamre lo shayach u'meis hashlama. Therefore, a dead person's patim and hamitzias. Person should be Isaac and Torah and Mitzvahs before he dies. Once he dies, he's batal. Because Torah and Mitzvahs are give a person Hashlama. If a person is dead, there's no Hashlama for his body. And therefore, he's patal from things that are mashlim, he's patal from Torah and Mitzvahs. And therefore, Hashem has no Shevach for him. He's not a Nimtzah, he's not doing keeping Mitzvahs. Because Shevach is only for Mitzvahs, not Menahei there. That's what Rabbeinu writes there in the Chiddush HaGadlus. In other words, can I get a mason who are dead? But we are alive, we can bless Hashem. There's Shevach that comes out from us, Malvin, Vanachnu Achaim, Nevarich Ka, Shebrachu Adei Masen, Yishpia Tosef, the Shefa Bracha, Nevarcheu, Shemakor HaShefa V'Abracha. We're going to bless Hashem because we're bringing Shefa through Hashem. Adei Masen, and we're going to therefore praise Hashem. I love when Hashem hears my voice, my supplications. When am I beloved before you? When you hear Kol Tahaninu, when you hear the voice of my supplication, Alosi v'li Hoshia, I implore, and you are my salvation. Afal Bav Shani Dalam and Amitzvus Lila Nalash, even though I'm poor for mitzvahs, it is pleasant to save me. Rashi there explains, like the Beinonim, that they don't have Zchuyos, the Machriya, the 50-50. You tip the scales in the favor of Chesed, Sefer and the Rashbam, Pesachim 118b, Lina Yaloshe, Yesim and Umos, Yisrael Yichudecha. More than the Umos, because you have special relationship with the Kval Yisrael. Ad Kan Medivra Agamore. Afagav says Rabbeinu Bloshan Akosav Mashri Yisraelim Oavim Lekosh Baruch Hu Shema Kol Tfilasam. Even though Pshat Neposat, I have to. We love God when He listens to our Kol Tfilah. Nevertheless, since it says, Ahavti ki Yishma Hashem is Kol Tfilah Kashi Pshita Shovim Lekosh Baruch Hu Yishma Skol. Of course we love Lekosh Baruch Hu listens to our voice. Or we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He listens to our voice. Alahachi kamra hafti ki yishma Hashem es koli. Ukmo shani oiv shakadosh baruch hu yishma es koli, kadosh baruch hu oiv lesi kashim yishu yishu kol tachanuna. Just like I love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to my voice, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me when He listens to my voice. When am I beloved? When you listen to my voice. Just like we love when Hashem listens to our voice, we love Hashem when He listens to our voice. So to Hashem, when He listens to our voice, shows that He loves us. When you love somebody, they love you back. Mayim apanim apanim kim lei v'adam l'adam. It's like when you look at the water and you smile, the water smiles back at you. So to whom we love Hashem, Hashem loves us back. So we love Hashem when He listens to our voice, and the Mela, when He listens to our voice, He loves us back. Because Mayim Apanim Apanim Kim Lei V'Adam L'Adam. Okay, so that is today's offering for now. And Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully He's able to go further. There's so many more amazing things to talk about. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, Sulis friends.